Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Welcome to Mind Shift. For those of you that are new to the show, this show is for you. It's for individuals just like you and I that are looking to grow in every area of our lives. Whether you're looking to grow professionally, financially, spiritually, maybe you need some help in terms of health and wellness, whatever it may be, we have something here for you. Just think about any area of your life in which there needs to be a mind shift to take place, that paradigm shift. This is a show that you need. So make sure you're connected with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We'd love to have you guys join us in the chat room. Feel free to call us if you have any questions tonight. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. Also, we have another great show lined up for you guys today, so you want to make sure that if you don't have it yet, go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper, grab a crayon, grab whatever you need to do to take notes tonight, because we're going to have a phenomenal speaker lined up for you guys. So before we get going with the show, I have to go ahead and bring out my lovely, phenomenal, amazing co-host, Juanita Sis of Big Bones Warren, my partner in success and crime. Hey, sis.
Bring her out, bring her out. Bring her out, bring her out.
Happy Mind
Shift
Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Stacey.
Same to you. Are you excited?
I am. Do I sound it? Because I'm really working hard. I'm excited. Okay.
Oh, really? Well, you know, you got to create that your own mind shift sometimes. Sometimes we don't feel like you got to fake
it
until
you
make it. Exactly. So it's all good. Now, you know, before we get started with the show, we like to go ahead and do just a brief recap of the previous week. For those of you that may have been naughty and missed the show last week, it's okay. We forgive you because we'll go ahead and tell you what the show was about. So last week, we decided to just have like, it was pretty informal, to be honest. We were back on the air. We've been out on a little brief vacation, just, you know, getting renewed and getting refreshed and getting some things together for you guys.
Went a break.
We were on a break. Okay, great.
Winter break.
Yeah, I guess you can call it that. I guess it was a winter break. Okay, great. Well, nevertheless, we were on a break. And it was a great break because, you know, life was happening. Life was occurring and taking place for us, just like for everyone else that's listening. And we grew a lot, and we had quite a few experiences, and so we decided last week to just kind of talk about, you know, what needs to be done now. You know, many of us go ahead and we make a commitment at the beginning of the year, and we say, okay, we want to grow professionally, for example. We're going to go into a new career, or we're going to make more money this year, or get into a better relationship, or whatever it may be. And so we go ahead and we just fully engage in every source of information that we possibly can. Like, we divulge in the books, and we get the audio, and we listen to Mind Shift, and we get on the conference calls and the webinars, and we do all of this stuff to get all the information that we feel we need to be equipped to move forward in whatever area we're looking to move forward in. And then sometimes we get stuck, and we talked about the different reasons why we may get stuck. We talk about fear being a huge factor. And that was a fear of success as well as a fear of failure. We talked about that analysis paralysis that many of us get caught in, where we're just overly analyzing everything. We have to have all the details and all the information before we can even take one step forward. But what we determined was that a lot of that over analysis stems from fear. And so we just talked about different reasons why we may be stagnant, and we encouraged our listeners to go ahead and just kind of take some time to reflect looking at your own paradigms, your own personal experiences, and how you've been programmed to think, maybe some experiences you've had that have kind of freaked you out in a sense, that makes you not want to move forward at this point or whatever it may be. And then we also provided some action steps and some tips that you could use to move forward to make sure that you're taking action to implement your goals and finally doing the things that you committed to do for this year. Fortunately, we did this at a time, we're still in the first quarter of 2013, so we have a little bit of leeway. You know, there's some wiggle room to make some mistakes and then get refreshed and come out brand new, ready to go. For the rest of the year. So it's okay, you know, it's okay. I don't think, sis, I'm speaking for myself, but I'm nowhere near where I plan to be for the first quarter of this year. I have some pretty ambitious goals, and I'm not quite there yet. I don't know about you. Maybe you're doing much better than me. But, you know,
I'm
it's okay.
I'm doing great. I just didn't make plans.
Well, that's why you're doing great, because you didn't make
it. Absolutely, absolutely.
But it's all good. But, you know, and then we also talked about that. We talked about how it's okay if you haven't accomplished everything that you wanted to accomplish for this first quarter. We're not all like Sister Big Bone. We're not all as perfect as she is. But it's okay, because sometimes we have to revamp some things, but we also need to celebrate where we are and celebrate our current successes, whether they're large or perceived to be small. We just need to celebrate where we are. So we talked about a whole bunch in that small segment last week. So we encourage you to go online, go to mindshifttalkradio.com. There you can click on the archives link, and you can go back and listen to the previous week's show. And we have quite a few shows that are available for you to download. Like I said, the shows, the small business shows, have been huge hits. Especially with Sherry Darden, our small business guru, an expert extraordinaire. She has just been, I mean, killing it with these monthly small business workshops that she's been doing. And we had over 6,000 downloads of her last show about a month ago. So definitely encourage you guys to go out there, check out mindshifttalkradio.com. If you are not our friend yet, we'd like to be your friend, and we encourage you to be our friend. And you can do that by going ahead and following us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Also, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, just go ahead and hit the follow link in your web browser, and that'll keep you connected to us. So you can, you know, stay here, be connected with us to find out about updates, upcoming topics we're discussing, upcoming show guests are going to be here. So you just want to make sure you're staying connected. And then if you do have any comments, we're always open to feedback, constructive criticism. Go ahead and hit us up at mindshifttalkradio.com. There's a contact us link there. Also, it's a great site for you to just go and find out more about the show. You can find out more about Sis and I. You can go ahead and find out more about the guests that we have on the show, what's coming up, what we've already done. And like I said, you can connect with us there. So tons of ways for you guys to be in contact with us. We're one big happy family here. And I also want to say kudos to all of you that are not listening to the live show. I see quite a few people have been listening to the replays. So kudos to you for being so diligent about your personal growth and success that even on your day off, you're making time to listen to Mindshift Talk Radio. So kudos to you. Whew, I said that fast. And sis, I know I said it fast because, did I do good with that? Okay, I got it down in like 5 minutes. Okay, and I have to do that because we have an amazing guest that's going to be here tonight. Now, I am very fond of this woman. Yes, 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 yes. I tell you, I am so blessed to be able to know her personally. And it's just, it's interesting how God works. And we talk about this all the time, that if you step out on faith and you just position yourself, you know, that he'll align people in your life, and he'll put you in the right place, and you'll be open to different opportunities. And truly, just to be transparent, over the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months of my life have just been clearly just a testimony of grace and how good God is. And, I mean, I have had my highs and I've had my extreme lows, those valleys that we talk about. And then it's just to see how things are unfolding. And even in this process of me starting my new business and not really understanding how it was going to work out and not knowing all of the ins and the outs of this industry, starting off on this venture, but just to see how God has brought people into my life and he's positioned people to help me and to bless me through this process. And this woman is one of those individuals. Like, I'm just super excited to know her. And just in the short time that I've known her, she's already blessed me with all this amazing information. It's just like she says things to her that are small things, and to me they're huge. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you said that. I need to get a piece of paper so I can write that down. She's one of those people. And, like, I talk about this on the show all the time about how important it is to have strong people in your circle, people that you can count on as accountability partners, and people that are going to be honest with you. I talk about how sis, and we clown about this all the time and we make fun of it, and I say that Sister Big Bones is that hard, she provides that hard, tough love to me. But that's necessary, and I know we make light of it, but it's just to show that it's so important to have people in your life that you care about. You don't know how long they're going to be here, so you want to treasure those people. You want to treasure the lessons and the experiences you gain from these people. So thank you, sis, for being you. I have to say that. But going on to the guest that's going to be here tonight, I just want to go ahead and bring her out now. We're not going to waste too much time because she has a lot of information that she's going to share with us tonight. And like I said to you guys before, please take me seriously and grab something to take some notes, because you're going to want to take notes tonight. It's a great show that applies to all of us. And if it doesn't apply to you, something's wrong with you. Just you're in denial, because it applies to all of us at some point, truly. So tonight's guest is the founding director of the Financial Academy for Women in Leadership. She's a business coach. She's an entrepreneur. She's a professional. She's cute as can be. The lady's just fly. That's all I can say. And she knows so much about business. She's committed to family. She's committed to other individuals. She's a wife. She's a mother. And she's been there and she's done that. You know, so when she comes tonight and she shares this information, it's not about what she's heard, it's about what she knows, because she's been there and she's already done it. And so she's going to share her firsthand experiences and really teach us what we need to do to get our lives in order. You know, and the show is titled Girl, Get Your Life in Order. That's how we had it posted on Facebook, but truly the information that she's sharing tonight applies to everyone, men and women. So we don't want to seem partial, but it was just a catchy title. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to tonight's guest, Miss Mernice Oliver. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio, Mernice.
Yay. Hi. Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. I really hope I can live up to what a wonderful introduction. I'm thinking, who's she talking about? Who's that lady that she's talking about? Wow. Thank you so much, Stacey. I really appreciate inviting me to be a part. Hello, Sister Big Bone. I am looking forward to talking to you, girl. I'm very excited to be here. Hello to all of you out there in Mind Shift Talk Radio land. I'm so excited to be here. Talk a little bit about this evening. As I was preparing this afternoon just to come and talk to you guys, I was asking God to just allow me to be transparent. So often God will have me tell on myself. And I mean that in a good way, in that I'm not going to be fake. I'm going to be real true, real honest, very transparent about what I've been through and what I've learned because of the things that I've been through. And so I have these 9 things that have just kind of rang true to me over the years, and some things that I've embraced, and I just love an opportunity to share them with you. And I'm just going to go right into them. Is that okay, Stacey?
That is okay.
All right. Well, fantastic. So, girl, get your life together really was birth for me. I had spaghetti in the brain. Let me just tell you, I was going through a time in my life when, you know, we've all had those times when I couldn't get anything together. You know, husband wasn't speaking to me, children don't like me anymore, dog want to bite me, that kind of thing. Things were just not going well in my life. Let's just keep it real. We always have that. I just wasn't present. I was really stressed out, not happy, didn't have this passion in my life, working a business that I thought I was called to. But how many times in our lives have we all experienced a situation that we thought we were called to do and not necessarily our true calling? And I tell you how I discovered it was not my true calling. The passion was not there. The drive, the motivation. See, I had all the skill sets that I needed to do the job. I had everything I needed to be successful, but there was no passion. And because of that, I just had spaghetti in the brain. I had all these things going on in my life, and I wasn't doing anything right. Just going to be honest. I was letting my family life go to the wayside. I was letting my finances go in the gutter. Personal relationships were falling to the wayside, and I said, you know what, Mernice, you need to get yourself together. So as I began to pray and think about these, God gave me these 9 things to really just kind of share with me how I needed to get myself together. So number one, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal? 1. See, I thought I had to have like 10, 15, 20, 25, 35, 40, 100 things on my list of to-do every day. Well, you can't accomplish that. It's impossible. There's no way that you can possibly accomplish that. So God called me to do one thing. Pick which one big, hairy, audacious goal are you going to go after? However, there were some caveat to that. I had to commit wholly and fully to the process. Now, there was difficulties in that. That was some. I didn't really want to do that because, see, I liked having the excuse of I was tired because I was overworked because I was trying to do too many other things. I kind of liked that. I liked, to be honest, having an excuse because then I didn't have to commit to anything. Because I knew that deep down it wasn't my calling. I knew the businesses I was in was deep down. Really and truly was not what I was called to do, but I was ashamed of letting anyone else know that. I didn't want to be transparent. I didn't want anybody to figure out my secret. And see, by determining which one goal that I really needed to pursue, I was going to have to show my dirty underwear. Somebody was going to see my dirty laundry. Let's just keep it real. That's what happened. Somebody was going to have to hear my secrets and find out what was going on. And I didn't want that. I was accustomed to being in a prestigious position, being respected in the community. It's not that I was doing anything illegal. Let's not get that twisted. But I was not happy, and that was a secret. Because I was an ingenue. You know, I put on a face. I was an actress. I went out every day dressed impeccably, beautiful makeup, hair, and was miserable on the inside. My, that was awful. It was awful. However, God said, you need to pick one thing. And what's the most important goal? See, it takes so much time and energy to reach a goal. So you have to really harness that energy and focus it on one thing that matters right now. Now, it may not always matter. You may move on from that next year or the year after that, and it may be a different goal. But right now, you need to focus on one goal. All right. Number two. Make a decision and pursue it. See, it's so easy to talk about what we're going to do. Oh, I'm about to start it. I'm going to. Or as we say here in the South, I'm fixing to. I'm fixing to. I'm fixing to get my master's. I'm working on losing 40 pounds. Well, how long is it going to take you to lose those 40 pounds? Oh, girl, I'm still trying to lose my baby weight, and your baby's 14 years old. How's that possible? Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real. That's not. You got to make a decision and pursue it, whatever that decision is going to be. And once you do that, see, once you make a decision indicates that you have a belief that it is possible to achieve it. And then once you do that, you're held accountable. A lot of us don't like accountability. We want to be kind of willy-nilly and blowing in the wind, not tied down to one specific decision. But you got to make a decision. And once that decision is made, you must follow through. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to follow through. All right. Number three, pinpoint your inspiration. What is your inspiration? What is your motivation? See, people who succeed at reaching their goals, they use the power of inspiration to get there. It is very, very key. So I ask you, what exactly inspires you? What motivates you to get up in the morning? I can tell you a few things. Let me just share some with you. I'm very inspired every morning that God allows me breath in my body. Every morning I wake up, I know that I have a calling and I have a purpose in this life. See, before I didn't know that. So I didn't have any inspiration. I was really, what's the word, emotionally dead. That's where I was. Didn't have it. Didn't know how to get it. Couldn't figure it out. My inspiration is I have a beautiful husband who loves me and cares for me and believes in me more than I thought, more than I believed in myself. So I want to share with you a few things or of daily affirmations that I really recommend that you use. You have to get in the habit of using daily affirmations. My mirror in my bathroom is covered with pink sticky notes. And those pink sticky notes are all my affirmations that I use on a daily basis. So one that I want to share with you that really rings true to me is, where there is vision, God always provides provision. So see, you don't have to figure out how it's going to happen if God gave you the vision to do it. The provision is always there. We just have to step into it. So where there is vision, there is always, God always provides provision. All right. Let me just share a couple of more, just a few more, because I'm really about affirmations. You need to put them wherever you can. Put them on your visor in your car. Put them on the refrigerator and the door, that the last thing you see when you leave your home every morning, on the back door, on the staircase, wherever you know you go. Put it on your television set. Wherever you're going to be reminded of those affirmations, put them there. But here's another one. When our steps begin to align with God's purpose, our hearts, discover a new kind of joy. You have to be in alignment. You really got to look for that alignment and really embrace it. See, one of a favorite scripture of mine is Philippians 2 and 13, and it says, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. See, he's already there. You have all the tools that you need to be successful, to honor him. What a wonderful, wonderful affirmation for you to encourage yourself with on a daily basis.
Can you read that one more time, Renee?
Sure. Which one?
When our steps begin
Philippians?
To align with God's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
When our steps begin to align with God's purpose. What was that second part?
Absolutely. Okay. When our steps begin to align with God's purpose, our hearts discover a new kind of joy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's all about alignment, getting yourself together. God always brings me back to that, getting yourself together. All right, number four, finding accountability partners and motivational partners. It is very imperative that you align yourselves with the right kinds of people. Now, I have two kinds of people that I want to talk about. Number one, they're the basement people, and number two are the balcony people. Who are you hanging out with? Are the basement people the negative people, always complaining, never have anything positive, say, oh, woe is me, I can't get out of bed, I'm broke, oh, my goodness, I'm sick all the time, I hate my job, my life is awful? Is that who you're allowing to pour into you? Is that who you align yourself on a daily basis? Or would you rather challenge yourself with the possibility of hanging out, being around, aligning yourself with the balcony people? And who are those people? Those people are the individuals who are willing to deposit positive things in you. See, the basement people, those are the people that only come to make a withdrawal. They only want something for you. They want you to encourage them, help them, pull them along, but they are never there to deposit anything to you. Those are the basement people. But the balcony people are always willing to pull you up, to bring you up higher, to support you, to give you a shoulder, give you a helping hand. Who are you hanging with? Who are you aligning yourself with? Some of us need to reexamine our circle. Who are your closest five people that are in your circle? I challenge you tonight, write down those five names and really determine where they are. Are they balcony or are they basement? And if they are basement people, I really encourage you to move those people out of your way. Now, those, that may be tough. And sometimes those individuals may be a mom. It could be a sister. Could be a husband. I don't know. But whoever they are, you have to find a way to remove that negative energy. Now, that doesn't mean you got to go to, I'm not saying go to divorce court tomorrow, but I am saying you've got to figure out a way to remove the negativity and how to replace it with something positive. Who are your motivational partners and who are your accountability partners? Now, in that, here are some things that you need to think about as you're determining what is going to motivate you. Have you joined an organization or a group that is going to hold you accountable? It really boggles my mind for individuals who say, oh, I want to be, I don't know, a professional makeup artist, but you've never attended a makeup seminar. How do you think that's going to happen? Have you joined any professional organization? I'm coaching a woman right now who wants to be a motivational speaker. And one of my first questions to her was, okay, you want to be a motivational speaker. What organizations or groups have you joined to kind of hone your skills? Have you joined Toastmasters or, you know, any type of speaking? No. I've just counseled people many years, and now I've decided I want to be a motivational speaker. But it's probably not going to happen. It's probably not, because what you think about, you come about. You become. What you put your skill sets to, what you work on, it is what you become. You have to invest in yourself. Yeah, it may cost you some money to go out and get some professional development classes or maybe go to a motivational speaking course, but it's honing those skills. What doctor would you like to perform surgery on your heart and he's never been to medical school? I don't know about you. But I don't want any physician who claims to be a physician, but he's never been to medical school. So it's very important that you are determining which organizations or groups or schools that you need to invest in yourself to get you to the next level. Where are you going? And then also be proactive about partnering with others. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for what you want. You have not because you ask not. Don't be afraid to ask that woman that's already successful in her business to be your mentor. Don't be afraid. If she says no, then it wasn't for you. Move on to the next person. But you never know if you never ask. And I will tell you this, those individuals who are successful, who have God living on the inside of them, Christ on the inside of their lives, they are going to be willing to share with you. And those are the individuals that I encourage you to align yourselves with. So don't be fearful. And you mentioned a little bit earlier, Stacey, about fear. What's that all about? Get past the fear. Fear of failure of what? Failure is another opportunity just to start over again. It's an opportunity to be successful. We've all failed. But if you fail, let's fail up. Not fail backwards. What did you learn in that failing? Who can you go? When I started very early on in my career, my first opportunity to be a business owner, I knew nothing. I was so green. I had my little cute little business plan. I'd taken my courses, and I had all my financial forecasting, and I had it going on, and I got my loan, and I opened up my office, and I had a staff person, And I remember probably about day 9, after I'd have called all my friends and family to, you know, sell to them, now what? I didn't have a clue. Not a clue. But one very smart move that I made, I picked up the telephone, and I called an agent who owned a business just a few blocks down the street from me, who had been in the business probably at this point about 23 years. And I introduced myself, and I just asked her, I said, listen, I need help. Will you be my mentor? And she agreed. Now, that was 7-8 years ago, and she and I have gotten extremely close. We're very good friends now. But she started out as my mentor. See, my grandmother used to say, if you're going to copy a cat, copy a good cat.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I determined to do. I emulated her. You don't have to recreate the wheel. She'd already been successful. Why did I have to go out and do something all cute and creative and out of the box? She'd already done it. All I had to do was follow her plan. And fortunately, she was open enough and transparent enough to share her information with me. And I took it and ran with it and was eventually turned my business around and began to be successful, but I wouldn't have been had I kept my mouth closed and not asked her for help. All right, which leads me to my next point. Reach out for support. There is no need for you to try to reinvent the wheel to reach your goal. Reach out to those individuals that are working in the industry that you're looking to be successful in, or maybe they're working in the ministry that you want to be part. They develop a company that you would love to emulate. Reach out to them and ask for their input. And again, some are going to say, absolutely, come on over, and some won't. However, but what if you never ask? You'll never reach the next level of where you'd like to be if you never ask. So remember, reach out for support. Number 6, create a vision board. How many of you out there have vision boards? Yeah, I see you raising your hand. I see it out there. Fantastic. You have to keep your goals in front of you. It is absolutely imperative. It's not child's play. It is very important that you keep those goals right in front of you. So my vision board is kind of everywhere. I got 2 or 3 copies of it, and I have one in my office, and I got another in my bathroom, and I got a little miniature copy that I keep in my car because I always have to keep those goals to the forefront. Or let me ask you this. When is the last time you updated that vision board? Have you changed it in the last 3 or 4 years? Every year you need to be reassessing and reevaluating that vision board. Has it changed? Have you accomplished some of the things on the board? A girlfriend of mine had a house, a beautiful house, on her vision board that had been there probably about 7 years by the time she and I met. And she said, girl, I really want this house. And she'd never seen this house. Well, there is a scripture that she put right above the house, and it said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. About 8 months ago, she and her husband decided they would start looking for a home. And they pulled up to this house, nice-looking house, and she said it wasn't anything spectacular, but it kind of reminded her of something, and she wasn't sure. And she walked in, and right over the fireplace was that scripture, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Mm.
Okay. Now, I'm getting goosebumps right now. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, Mernice, and right then I realized it was the house that I'd seen in a magazine 7-8 years ago that I put on my vision board, and there it was, had manifested for me. She's living in that house right now today, and the scripture is still there.
Mm-hmm.
What's your vision? Have you written the vision? Have you made it plain? It has to be, and you need to look at it often, so don't hide it. Don't be afraid. Put it on the refrigerator. Who cares if somebody sees it? That's important because if they see it, someone sees it, then you're held, what, accountable. Some of your girlfriends may ask you, how's it going? Are you still working on losing those 40 pounds? Are you writing your book? How many chapters have you completed in your book? You know your girlfriends, they'll do that to you. They'll ask you. Those true girlfriends now. They'll ask you. They'll challenge you. Have you achieved the goal? All right. Number 7, expect a challenge and determine to keep pressing forward. There will always be obstacles. For every dream, every opportunity, every vision, there will be obstacles. However, it's how you respond to those obstacles that makes the difference. Are you going to give up and go away because the times get rough. Maybe a couple of appointments didn't show up for you. You didn't get the big deal. The editor decided that, oh, your book wasn't worth it, so they wouldn't publish it. Who cares? Another publishing company will. Or how about self-publish? Do that. There are different ways to achieve your goals, which leads me to my next one, number 8, plan for the obstacles. You got to plan for them. Are you going to be flexible? Because sometimes it causes you to reevaluate and change the way you're doing something because the challenge presented itself and it couldn't happen the way you originally intended it to be. But you move past that. You don't let it deter it. So sometimes success is not always a straight line. Success most often is a zigzag, you know, like a zipper, kind of a zigzag goes back and forth, because you are constant. But a zipper goes from the bottom to the top. It may be zigzag, but it's always moving up to another step because, okay, I learned from that obstacle, so now I can do it better on the next zigzag. Then I'm going to zag it on the next time. Each time, you're able to get better and better for every obstacle that you overcome. All right, and finally, reward and recharge after every milestone. What are you doing for fun? What are you doing to reward yourself after you accomplish a goal? Because, see, let's go back to that big, hairy, audacious goal that I talked about in the very beginning. You got to have some little small milestones there that you're going to be able to have some benchmarks in place. Okay, I accomplished this step towards my big, hairy, audacious goal, but I accomplished this first thing. Maybe it was 30 clients. How are you going to go out and celebrate? I'm going to tell you how I celebrate, girl. I'm a purse girl. So I will go to the Coach outlet or Tory Burch or something. I'm going to reward myself. It's very important to reward yourself as you accomplish these goals. It may be taking a weekend trip with your girlfriends, treating yourself to a spa date just for you, just for you. But you have to reward yourself because it gives you a sense of accomplishment, okay? I want you to think in terms of reward, in terms of oil in the car. If you drive your car over and over forever and ever and you never replace the oil, what happens? The car burns out. The motor dies. I challenge you to think that's what can happen to you if you do not reward yourself. Recharge. Take some downtime. Reassess. Be good to yourself. Forgive yourself. That's very important. A lot of times we beat ourselves up. Forgive yourself. Get rid of that negative self-talk. I'm guilty. I have to be extremely careful of how I allow my mind to talk to me. The minute I start engaging in negative self-talk, I immediately say cancel. No, cancel. And I'll change it to something positive. So if I have this word to say, I'm going to use, if I'm saying, oh, I'm too fat, cancel, negative, I'm Sister Big Bones, I'm sexy, I'm beautiful, I'm voluptuous, I'm curvaceous.
Hey!
Okay? That's what you say. Turn off the negative self-talk. Don't even interact with it at all. Turn it off. You'll get to the destination, but you have to enjoy the journey. Now, I can't leave you without some challenges. I always like to end and kind of challenge you to think about what you can do. So here's what I want to challenge everyone out there to do. Make a decision to practice the skill of discipline until you master it. Because really, getting yourself together is nothing more than discipline. What are you willing to do over and over again until you get it right? So a couple of books I want to share with you guys that have been inspirational to me, and I hope they'll be inspirational to you. Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy. Phenomenal writer, phenomenal book. And I don't know if you guys know who Tony Dungy is, but great NFL coach, football coach. But I know, and just a beautiful man. But I really encourage you to go out and grab that book if you can. Download it on your Kindle, Quiet Strength. All right. 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. Go out and get it today. You got to get it. It really it challenges you to think in a different paradigm about growth. And then finally, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Again, changing that mindset, challenging that paradigm about how we think about money and how we think about business. I thank you so much for this time. I wish all the blessings that your heart and your hands can hold.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And if you are just tuning in, I'm so sorry. You just missed all of that by Miss Mernice Oliver. But the blessing is you're able to still go back and listen to the replays of tonight's show. The website was just updated, so you can go to mindshifttalkradio.com. About 10 minutes after this show goes off, the replay will be available, so you can go ahead and download to your phone, if you have an Android, your MP3 player, to your laptop, whatever it is, and you can stay connected, and you'll want to listen to this message again. Mernice, that was phenomenal. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And I love the way you just laid it out. So easy, and that has just been the theme, I guess, since I've met you, is you take something so large and you break it down and make it so small and so simple to where it's tangible, and you know, I can digest it because it's not such a huge meal anymore, but you break it into small parts, and I appreciate that because sometimes for many of us when we're going into new ventures or, you know, even the part where you talked about the balcony people and the basement people, when you're going into a new process and you're looking at things from a different perspective, it can be very intimidating and it can be very overwhelming. And I appreciate the way that you're able to take something that can seem so scary and make it feel safe and comfortable. So I definitely appreciate that. I wanted to talk more about that. Well, there's quite a few pieces I want to talk about, and I can just go on and on and on. So before I start with my questions and my comments, because I know Sister Big Bones is over there wanting to hit me through the phone because she probably has things to say and she's telling me to shut up. So, sis, why don't you go ahead and comment first about what Mernice has shared tonight.
I wish somebody would have told me my feet was in the way so I could have saved my toes.
I'm sorry. Did I step on toes? I'm sorry.
You did. You're so silly.
I'm so serious. Yeah, I'm just really, really great. Of the nuggets that you shared, what do you find being the most challenging for folks?
I think the most challenging thing for the people that I've met and worked with is negative self-talk. We can talk ourselves out of anything. We really can. And we will entertain beating ourselves up. You know, we are our worst enemy because we don't have a switch to turn it off. So we just have that little person in our head. You can't do that, girl. You're not cute enough. You're not tall enough. What? Your hair is not long enough. You can't speak in front of all these people. You don't. All of that. The biggest thing is the negative self-talk. And so that's one of the first things I like to work with people on. First, let's talk about, I have them write it down. Let's get it all out in the open. What's that negative person telling you right now? You'd be surprised.
Right. And I like how you talked about, I want to go back to the piece about the basement and the balcony people. I can't leave that because even while you were speaking, my sister, Jackie, is definitely like the balcony person in my life. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. I can feel like the bottom of a shoe one day, and I can call my sister And she motivates me and she encourages me and just makes me feel like I'm walking on clouds, you know. And while you were speaking, you know, we're texting back and forth, and she was having a revelation as well about the balcony people and the basement people. And so you said that one of the challenges when you're starting to coach individuals is trying to get them to get over that negative self-talk. But I'm sure it's very challenging when you're sitting there, you're having these great coaching sessions with a client, and you're helping them out of that negative habit, but then they're going home to the family member or, mm-hmm. you know, someone else that's close to them that's totally just defeating everything that you just work with them through. I mean, how do you handle that? Or, you know, what's your advice for people that don't necessarily have that support system at home after they leave you?
Wow. That's a great question. Here is my biggest recommendation. You always have you. No matter mm-hmm. what, you will always have you. You will be your greatest champion. You can be your greatest supporter. So I don't care what you need to do. If you need to put your headphones on and listen to your inspirational music or whatever that is, if you need to constantly read some affirmations, again, don't forget, I said put affirmations everywhere, and literally they are everywhere. So you need to have that constant reminder of who you are and whose you are and what he says about you. Not what this negative Nelly is saying about you, but what does he say about you? It says that you are wonderfully and beautifully made. That's what it says, uniquely made. That's what I like. So you don't have to internalize that. You don't. Now, that doesn't mean you have to come in and get into an argument or a fight. And you know what else I've learned over the years? A soft answer will quiet the gates. Raging hell, it will. I'm just not, and you can just answer and say, I don't receive that today. That's it. I don't receive that today. Thank you.
Right.
I still love you for who you are. That's a soft return. But when you're coming back at them, oh, that just, that fuels it. It adds a little bit of gasoline to that little smoldering fire. Don't do it. You shut it off. You're able to shut it down quickly by just responding very softly but confidently and saying, I choose not to accept that today.
And that's the key word, choose.
I choose.
Making that conscious decision.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things you talked about again just now were the sticky notes and the vision board. And mm-hmm. I know for some people they've never made a vision board before, and I totally agree with just the type of impact that a vision board can make and the results that you'll see. So for those that have never done a vision board before, and I know some people can just get totally bogged down with trying to figure out how to do it, how strategic does the vision board have to be?
You know, I don't believe a vision board has to be complicated. A vision board may be a photo that you saw in a magazine that you cut out and you stick it on a poster board. It may be a scripture that you like or you that really resonates in your spirit and you put it there. It may be a goal of 25 pounds that I want to lose. You're just going to write it on there, 25 pounds weight loss. You know, it may be that I want a new car. Go find a picture of that car and put it on there. But I challenge you to go a little bit further. You need to go to the car lot and drive that car. You need to go feel it and touch it because it needs to be tangible to you. Vision boards are great, but you really need something that's tangible, something you can touch. So I just simply say get a poster board from the dollar store. Find you some magazines, whatever it is you want to do, and start clipping out pictures. It may have been a newspaper article that you read that was encouraging. You cut it out and you put it there. That's what you want. It does not have to be complicated. But there are several online vision board makers. Oprah.com has a wonderful vision board it's a virtual one, but you can print it out and make copies of it. And so I encourage some of my candidates that I work with, my clients, to go and do that. But really, I highly encourage just do it on your own, a poster board, and you're sticking little notes and pictures of whatever it is, affirmations, words, saying it could be photos of you and your family. I have a picture of me and my husband and my son, healthy, And that's what I put around us, that we are healthy. We live, I'm reading it now, we are in perfect health, that we live a peaceful life. We enjoy every minute of our life, and we do exciting things every day. That's what I wrote on my picture.
Because
that's what I want.
Right. And it's funny because as kids, I mean, that's what we do. Think about it. You know, I sit there and I pay attention to my son drawing, and he's drawing these pictures. And you know, sometimes we don't really pay attention, but if you really look at what kids are drawing and just think back to when you were a child, that's what we did. We drew the big houses that we wanted with the pretty flowers, and we drew the families that we desired to have. I know for me, coming from a single-parent household, when I drew families, it was always the mommy and the daddy and the two kids and the dog and the cat, you know, and I didn't like cats. But, you know, for me, it was like that's what the family was supposed to have, the dog and the cat and the two kids. And, you know, that was my vision. And it's funny because, you know, of course, we're getting programmed from so many different places. And that's why, so, I mean, this can go into a totally different conversation about just the importance of talking to kids when we're, you know, developing personalities and so forth, because the mind shift has to take place from a very young age now, especially what we're seeing on TV every day. But, you know, there's so many things that are out there influencing us from the time that we're children. And so you grow up and you start to see things a certain way. And I know for me, when we're talking, I mean, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're being completely transparent. And for me, I felt like, you know, I was maybe failing or not successful if I didn't have that image of what I painted on my picture as a child. If I didn't have that husband with the two kids and the dog and the cat, then I wasn't successful. And like you said one thing that was profound to me is that, you know, success is not a straight line, but even in terms of the goals and the pictures that we paint for ourselves from the time that we're children, you know, that picture is not perfection. You know, the picture can change. The picture can evolve. And now for me, you talked about when you get to the point where you're aligned with God's purpose and you understand what his purpose is for your life, that you start to discover this new kind of joy. Now there's a different kind of joy. It's not a joy dependent upon the husband and the two kids and the dog and the cat. It's a joy just dependent upon the fact that I'm here and I have a son, you know, and I have my life. And, you know, and I start to understand my purpose, and it's true. And when you said that, I was just like, oh, my God, that's so true. And it just made me think about all the people that are out there that have had these ideas and these perceptions, you know, their whole lives, and they feel like, okay, I haven't accomplished that and I haven't achieved that, so I'm not successful. And I just really want people to hear the message and hear everything that Monique shared today, is that even when we set goals for ourselves, goals can change, and you can give yourself permission to change your goals. Just because you set one thing down in 2002 for yourself and you haven't accomplished it now, you have to go back to what she said at the beginning of the conversation. You know, she started off in this business, and she thought initially that that was her purpose, but there was no passion there. And we have to ask ourselves, okay, all these things that we've said we wanted to do, are they things we've truly wanted to do for ourselves? Are they things that God has put in our heart to do for us? Or is it something that someone else told us that we should do? Is it something we saw and we perceived that that's what success was, and so we wanted to measure up to that? It's okay to be honest and say, you know what, I don't want to do that. That's not who I am, or that's not the goal or the desire I have for myself. And I don't know, I can just go on and on. And I definitely want you to come back another time, because I feel like this show was only part one of a conversation we can have, part two, three, four, and five. You know what I mean? It doesn't stop here, but it's great to start here, to start to get people to think about it. So I appreciate you being here. Truly, it has been a privilege and an honor, and I am definitely excited to work with you. I tell you, I told you before, I was excited from the first time we talked at Panera Bread, and I'm still excited. I am
my
still
pleasure.
Very excited.
It's pleasure.
Before you leave, I know Sister Big Bones, what are your final thoughts or questions or comments for Bernice?
Love this, love you. Really enjoyed that, and just look forward to applying it. Having done the vision book, having gotten a home, and later found my book because I lost it while moving, and ended up decorating my house in pictures that I had found in the book some years later. It all looked the same.
Wow.
So just so on point, and the removing the negative people from your life, or just blocking what it is that they're saying. You know, it may not be divorcing the husband. It may be just letting him, making sure he knows his words have no power over you. That's just awesome. I'm going to be listening to this over and over and over again. So thank you ever so much. And I do look forward to part two, and I'm sure there'll be a part three and four.
My pleasure. Right. My pleasure. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go from girl, get your life together, to just girl, get your feet off the couch, because we are sitting here just chatting it up month after month. I'm serious. Like, I just totally love this conversation. And like I said before, it's not information. The information you shared applies to everyone. It's, you know, it's not just for women. It's not just for the young. It's not just for the old. I'm pretty sure that every person listening to the show can relate to something, you know, in some shape, form, or fashion. So thank you for the timely advice. And, again, we appreciate you being here with us tonight, Bernice Oliver.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful evening. Hey, I do want to tell everyone how to contact me. I'm not sure if you put that out there. But,
oh, yes. I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. My website is www.aspire, that's aspireuyou.net. And you can email me at Mernice, that's Mernice, at aspireuyou.net. Thanks again for this time. I've so enjoyed it. Blessings and blessings and blessings to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mernice Oliver. Aspire You. I know, right? Just, I'm telling you. We have her on the MindShift website. So, again, go to mindshifttalkradio.com, and we will update the site with her contact information. So, for some reason you couldn't write it down, right now it's okay. The information will be available at mindshifttalkradio.com shortly. And as I said, the replay of the show will be available in about another 10 minutes. So if you have some friends or some family members or someone you think, oh, my gosh, that person really needed to hear this message tonight, go ahead and shoot them a text message, send them an email, send them the link to the show. You know, do whatever you need to do to make sure that this message gets out. And we've talked about this before. We talk about so many things on the show, and sometimes it's something you've thought about talking to someone else about, but you haven't known, you weren't comfortable with how to approach the conversation with someone. This is a great segue to do it, because you don't necessarily have to tell them everything that the show was about. You can just say, gosh, I listened to this great show with these ladies, Stacey Emery and Sister Big Bones, and they had this woman on, Bernice Oliver, and it was just really good. You should just listen to it. You know, just do that, and then let them have the revelation and the aha moment themselves when they're listening to the show. So it's a subtle way to have a, you know, to introduce a nice mind-shifting conversation to someone else. But, sis, I meant what I said. See, you're my balcony person as well. Didn't even know you were going to have a title by the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You didn't even know you were going to have a new title.
I was thinking I was the basement. I'm like the foundation. I hold you up, but it's all good.
Oh, see, it's all a matter of perspective, because, see, I didn't even think about it that way. I guess the basement could be, okay, I like how you had that little shift. That was a mind shift right there.
Hey.
But we're sticking to what, you know, we talked about on the show tonight. I'm just saying.
Yes.
So you're one of my balcony
people. You're a balcony person for me too, Stacey.
Thank you.
Sometimes I want to push you off, but it's all good.
Well, that is it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to MindShift. We encourage you to make sure that you're here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You never know what we're going to talk about. You never know where the conversation is going to go. But as we always say, we encourage you to be here, and we guarantee that you'll have a healthy and positive mind shift. So you guys have another phenomenal, blessed, amazing week. Make sure you're connected, and we hope to see you next week in the chat room and in the studio. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night, Sister Big Bone.
God bless you. Good night, Stacey. Good night, my sister.
Mind Shift Radio.